everybody. Welcome to episode 450 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are super excited for Midnight Hunt coming up, or you're more of like, I'm a little bit more of a Crimson Vow kind of person. I'm waiting. We are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, we're going to talk all about Innistrad Midnight Hunt, take a look at some of the new cards, the new mechanics in the set, and the overall flavor, which for me is a plus.
Oh, it's so cool.
I have been inspired, Megan.
Oh, yeah?
I want to do a cosplay from Innistrad Midnight Hunt.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it'd be my
first
one.
You want to be un witch.
Yeah, because like I already have basically everything I'll need. Let's get real.
Yeah, you do have a lot of this stuff.
So
you have this creepy bone and horn mask. Yeah. I've seen it.
We're taking a look at what's it called? Hedge Witch's Mark.
Mask. Wow.
Hedge Witch's Mask.
Yeah.
And that thing is creepy.
It is very creepy.
I do have this. What animal makes that bone face? That's my question.
I don't know. I think, you know, I actually don't know. Whatever they use for plague doctors' masks,
that's what.
Yeah.
Yes, this set is just gorgeous. I absolutely love the art direction. And I'm gonna cosplay something. It's gonna happen, everybody.
Very cool.
It's gonna happen.
Wow. I can't wait.
Before we start our show today and talk about all the new exciting things in Midnight Hunt, we're going to say thank you to everybody who makes those exciting things happen by being our supporters on patreon.com/glhfmagic.
Yes, thank you so very, very much to everyone who is a patron of the show, and especially to Albin, who became a patron in the last week and is the single person standing between us and a sad trombone
sound. Albin, you did it. You mitigated the sad trombone for this week.
Thank you Albin. And thank you so much to everyone who is a patron. Hopefully you're getting psyched for our patron only tournament, not this weekend but the following
next weekend,
the 18th. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, this is going to be Gladiator, which is a 100 card arena singleton, and spoiler alert, I don't know if you know this, but a bunch of cards just got added to arena.
Whoa. So things could get really wild.
Yeah,
and it's going to be our first best of three.
Yes, best of three, four rounds, starts at 10 a.m. Central. Bring whatever deck you want. It's going to be a heck of a good time.
It's going to be it'll be great.
We chill, hang out in the Discord, and we just make jokes.
Yeah. So become a patron anytime before the 18th to be able to join that, or just because you want to support this show coming at you every week.
Yeah, thank you so much. Patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Huge shout out to Card Kingdom as well for being awesome and being one of our sponsors. You can go to cardkingdom.com/GLHF. Say good luck, have fun. Oh my God. Say good luck, high five in your order, and they'll give you a sticker or a token for free.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. They have some of the fastest shipping around. They have everything that you could need if you are an established player, if you are a new player, if you're an established player trying to convince a new player to get into the game.
Yes.
The perfect place to go, no matter which of those you are.
And if you use our affiliate link and visit their website and sign up for some alerts, you get entered to a drawing for a Card Kingdom gift card. So check out their website, if nothing else, just to get entered in that drawing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty sick.
Free stuff.
Yeah.
Before we get into talking about Innistrad Midnight Hunt, we want to send you some free stuff.
Yes, we do. Specifically, we want to send you free stuff if you donate $50 or more to the Texas chapter of Planned Parenthood.
Yes, all you have to do is text Texas to 22422 or go to wearepp.org/Texas.
Yep.
And donate 50 or more. Take a screenshot of that and email it to glhfmagic@gmail.com and put in there your name and your mailing address, and we will mail you a gift package of awesome magic swag.
Yes, it'll be great. Unlike Texas at the moment.
This hurts Megan to say.
It hurts me. I love Texas. Born and raised there.
Yep.
Always a Texan at heart. But wow, does that place suck sometimes?
Yeah, and we've got to stand up for women's healthcare, everybody, okay? So even if you're a dude, this is extremely important for human rights, okay? Human rights. So please donate if you can, and we will send you a thank you package because we believe in this, and you should too, and you should be an advocate, even if it does not directly affect you, which it actually probably does.
Yep.
Okay, on to Midnight Hunt.
Yes.
Overall feelings, Megan, now that we're getting a feel for the set as previews have begun.
Spooky.
overall feelings are spooky feelings.
Spooky feelings.
Yes. I'm such a fan.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I'm loving all of the art from it.
Ooh, yes.
I think it looks great. I cannot wait to return to Innistrad.
I know.
What a place.
So excited, especially since we didn't get to go to Innistrad very much the first time around.
Yeah.
So we were only on Spooky Moon Innistrad.
Yes, we were only on Emrakul's
Eldrazi
influence.
Yes.
Sloopy Innistrad.
And I'm like, I kind of missed out not being there, you know, for the first time around with classic horror Innistrad.
But now we're back.
We are back, baby.
With vampires. We are back with wizards. We are back with werewolves. Warlocks.
Yeah.
That's what same.
Same difference. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, Gisa is technically a wizard.
Yeah, that's true. I pulled up this art because you spake of the good art.
I spaked of the art.
And I need to spake about this art.
Yes.
Everybody.
Because it's so good.
So I love colorful rainbow colored magic art, which we do get from time to time.
Yeah.
But this doesn't have any of that. But that aside, this I think may be my favorite piece of magic art.
Oh my goodness.
It is, as far as classical magic art goes, you know what I'm saying? We're not doing anything weird. It's not a special treatment. It's just
like a good old magic art.
This painting. Okay, which card am I talking about?
Gisa.
Let's just make sure. Gisa, glorious resurrector.
She's just having the time of her life.
She's being carried by a group of zombies holding up a shovel that's covered in zombie goo and is just gross. Like, this
and
is the greatest.
Inside, yeah, she's like inside the Thraven Chapel, I want to say.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's just, yeah, she's like inside a chapel that is just like, and here's my hordes of undead.
Oh, I love it.
Over which I reign, and I'm just loving it.
A+.
This is so great.
And somebody online was being all salty about it and being like, oh, she doesn't have big boobs. I don't like it. And then everybody else was like, shut your mouth. This is one of the greatest pieces of magic art that's ever been painted.
It's so good.
Anyway.
It's so good. Speaking of great art,
This
spooky little piece here
is
very cool.
Really cool.
Rite of Harmony is the name of it. Green, white for an instant. Whenever a creature or enchantment enters the battlefield under your control this turn, draw a card. Flashback to green, white.
Interesting.
It's just, like, the art is, like, these silhouettes, right? These, like, ghostly
glowing
silhouettes in front of, I don't know.
A grove of trees.
But they're kind of like spooky ether trees. I don't know. It's amazing.
It's really cool. I haven't ever seen anything quite like this where the negative space is the focus of the piece of art.
It's really cool. I love this art so much.
A+. I love it when wizards experiments with their art. And I feel like they're kind of been doing that more in recent years, like taking a few more risks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about this one? This is Curse of Shaken Faith.
Okay.
And this is... A Cathar in front, you know, religious military person, like in a chapel, like kneeling amongst all of these candles. And there's like this amazing, like wall art mural. Of like demons behind them.
I love it.
It's amazing. It's great. I'm so into it.
So in the preview stream that Wizards had to kind of kick off the preview season, they mentioned that floating candles was like a big thing.
Floating candles.
And they're like, put them in all the art. Put all the floating candles. We love the floating candles.
So many candles in this one.
And Curse of Shaken Faith, by the way, is a curse. It's actually a curse.
This is a type of enchantment that we have seen before.
Yeah.
You enchant a player with it, probably an opponent.
I hope.
It's not something you want to do to yourself, ever. Enchant player. Whenever enchanted player casts a spell other than the first spell they cast each turn or copies a spell, Curse of Shaken Faith deals 2 damage to them.
So this is a rare for 1 in a red.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of curses. I just think they're really cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
It's a cool flavor.
Yeah, it's
and
a
especially
cool thing
in Innistrad.
Even within the chapel's hallowed halls, the devil's laughter pierced his prayers.
Ooh, nice. I love pierced his prayers. That curse, though, I don't think it's very good in Limited.
No, not very good in Limited.
But,
oh, my.
Oh, Megan, why did you have to bring this one up?
I'm so sorry.
We're on our art tour of Innistrad here.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this one.
I can't look at
it. I mean, congrats to this person. Congrats to Yuri Avoth But making an art that's literally so gross, I don't want to look at it.
I don't want to look at it.
Tuna Black.
Curse of Leeches, by the way.
Curse of Leeches is what we're talking about. How many people knew that before we...
Yeah, probably everybody.
I want to know. Enchant player, as this permanent transforms into Curse of Leeches, attach it to a player. At the beginning of Enchanted Player's upkeep, that player loses one life and you gain one life. That's day bound.
Ooh.
The other side is
the leeching.
Yeah. Oh, leeching lurker, lifelink, nightbound. So I guess like you get it and then it transforms and it goes on someone else. And then if it transforms, you get it again.
I don't know. I assume because you control it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So no matter what, you control it. It's just cursing someone else.
Correct. So then when it's night, it turns into leech.
Yeah.
This card's great.
This card is sorry, really
Megan, but
cool.
This card's really good.
It is absolutely disgusting. This man's face, this man's just specifically his eyeballs.
The leeches are eating his eyes.
The leeches are eating his eyeballs. So,
you know, it's not time to call cutest and grossest card yet, but may I be so bold as to suggest.
It's not cool.
Not cool. It's going to be great in draft. Unfortunately.
Gonna be very good. Gonna be quite good.
Ugh.
Our old friend Thermo Alchemist is back.
I love Thermo Alchemist.
Yes. One in a red for an 0/3 human shaman defender. Tap it, deals one damage to each opponent. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell, untap it. It was great before. I'm looking forward to drafting it and casting it again.
100%.
There was even a little standard deck around it.
Oh, yeah, there was. Yeah.
Which was pretty
I remember
cool.
that back in the day.
Speaking of cutest, though, Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, again, we're not calling it yet, but I sent you this art.
Yeah, it's like, how can it be beaten?
So cute. Can't stay away. Black, white for a sorcery. Return target creature card with mana value 3 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. It gains. If this creature would die, exile it instead. Flashback for 3 white, black. But it's a bunch of kitties eating a snack and a ghost kitty come and eat snack too.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're putting out a snack, the cat's ghost can come back.
Exactly. The cat's ghost is like, I'm going to come eat snack.
Excuse me, you having
yes.
snack?
Oh, although ghost cat always make me sad. Cats live forever.
That's true.
All cats live forever.
Accurate.
But this art is very cute. There's so many kinds of cats.
Which one is your favorite cat?
Okay, great question. How am I supposed to pick?
I don't know.
They're all so cute. I'm sure I know which is your favorite.
Yes, I was going to say Megan already knows which one's my favorite.
Absolutely. Is this floofy boy
yes,
in the back?
It is.
Absolutely that one.
The floofiest cat. I love floofers. What
yes.
can I say?
Yep. Very cute. I think mine is maybe like the little Siamese
cat.
Oh,
very pretty.
Very pretty.
Sitting
just
very
kind of
elegant.
Sitting there. But I also love the black cat with the wonky face.
This
next
cat's
to
like,
whoa.
yeah.
So cute.
While we're talking about all this great art in Innistrad Midnight Hunt, I must talk about the creepiest card I've ever seen.
Okay.
So we've talked about the grossest card, which was the leech's friend.
Yeah.
And the other day, I'm just sitting minding my own business on the internet.
Yeah.
When I see this card and I get horror tingles up and down my spine. There it
is. You get what?
Horror tingles.
Okay. Not what I heard.
Flesh taker.
Oh my goodness.
This is horrifying. Horrifying.
This is one of, I think, the most specific, right? Like, Innistrad, they talk a lot about like classic horror movies being the influence for Innistrad, but a lot of that is like old school, right? We're talking like Dracula, we're talking Frankenstein.
Yeah.
But this to me is the most like classic, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's exactly what it is. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 100% Leatherface. Also, this is like, I don't know if they're wearing that weird deer mask or if they are that deer.
I mean, I feel like that's part of it, right? That's
you don't
part
know.
Of it.
You just don't know. Wearing a butcher's apron, carrying all of the butchery equipment, including a cleaver, standing in a field of corn.
Yeah. Absolutely terrifying.
Just uncanny. No emotion.
Yeah.
Just standing there ready to rend your flesh.
Ugh. I know that this probably isn't what you're going to cosplay, but maybe you could. Hear me out.
Jesus. This is black and white for 2/2.
Yeah.
Whenever you sacrifice another creature, you gain a life and scry one, which makes sense. And then what is it?
One.
Sacrifice another creature. It gets +2/+2 until end of turn.
Really sweet.
Very good.
There's a lot of, I mean, classic Innistrad. There's a lot of graveyard stuff going on here, you know?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this card also goes well with our kitty cat friends.
Yes.
Because if you're going to be sacrificing, you might as well get them back.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It has like a lot of like, okay, you can sacrifice things. Lots of ways to get things back from the graveyard.
Yes.
A lot of like, we're really blurring the line between life and death here.
Ghoul Caller's Harvest is a perfect example of this.
Yes.
Green and a black for a sorcery rare. Create X 2/2 black zombie creature tokens with decayed, where X is half the number of creature cards in your graveyard. Rounded up, flashback, 3 green. Black.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like put things in your graveyard.
Speaking of decayed.
Yes.
Perhaps we should mention all of the new mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
That are in this set and explain what the heck they are.
So many new mechanics.
So we just talked about decayed. So let's talk about decayed again and explain what decayed means.
So decayed is just kind of this new, it's not even really a mechanic, right?
Yeah.
Because cards don't have it.
Right.
But zombie tokens have it.
It's what, like something true about the card?
Some of them, yeah, cards that have come back from the graveyard have it.
Yes.
So decayed is just means that it cannot block.
Yep.
And when it attacks, after combat, sacrifice it.
Because it just attacks so hard that its limbs fell off.
Exactly. It was decayed.
It was decayed.
The body was decayed. It was true about it, and it just could not do that much.
Yep. It was just done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So,
bye.
Yeah. So that's one of the new ones. Flashback has been flashed back yet again.
Welcome back, Flashback.
Always great, right? Who doesn't love just casting things the second time?
I love Flashback.
From your graveyard.
It's value. The card I picked for this one is Croaking Counterpart. One
I
green
love
blue.
This art.
Create a token that's a copy of target non-frog creature, except it's a 1/1 green frog. Flashback, 3 green blue. Great art. This frog is wearing a hat.
It has big eyes. Big-eyed frog wearing a hat. Who's the artist on this?
A three-pointed hat.
Yong Hao Han. Like, really knocked it out of the park there. It's like riding a crane, but it looks kind of disturbed that it's riding the crane. Love it.
It kind of shocked, like, because it wasn't a frog. It was a Cathar, probably, and now it's a frog.
And it's just like, what?
What? I've been frogged? Oh, you've been frogged, buddy. You've been frogged. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, so we have that. We have werewolves are back.
Yes.
With their transforming. But.
Yep.
Tis different.
Okay, so in the past, werewolves would transform kind of like, you know, just what happened.
So
what am I trying to say? Like, so, yours can be transformed, your opponents weren't, or whatever.
It was just kind of all out of sync. There wasn't really a way to keep track of it because maybe stuff had transformed, but then you played a different werewolf. So that one was face up.
Yeah.
And the other ones were not. And the transform, the day and night switch is still what it was before.
Okay.
Right? It becomes night if no spells were cast.
No spells were cast. Nighttime.
And it becomes day if two spells were cast during a turn.
Because at night you're sleeping, so there's no spells.
You're not doing anything.
You're not casting.
It will either be day or night, right? There's like a little token out that once something makes it day or night, it comes out. It keeps track. Is it day? Is it night? Things are either nightbound or daybound.
Exactly.
Depending on which side they're on. So an example is Kessig Naturalist. Red and a green for a creature, human werewolf. Whenever it attacks, add red or green. Until end of turn, you don't lose that mana. You don't lose this mana as steps and phases end.
Okay.
It's daybound. So if it's day when you cast this card, great. It comes in on that side. And like if it switches to night, then it'll swap. If it is nighttime, they will come in on their nightbound side.
Yes.
They will enter the battlefield nightbound.
That's wild.
So that you don't have some that are face up and face down. That makes no sense.
Yeah, because all wolves are going to wolf at the same time.
Exactly. They're pack creatures.
Like, there is a moon, and that is that. It's not different moons for different creatures, just saying.
So Kessig Naturalist's nightbound side is Lord of the Ulvenwald. This is a creature werewolf for a 3/3. Other wolves and werewolves you control get +1/+1, and it has the same mana mechanic.
So nightbound creatures that are werewolves, at least that I've seen, all better than their daybound side.
I mean, I think that was always, to some extent, the
wolf
case.
Was always better than the human.
Right, because it comes in on the side that's like slightly less strong.
Yeah.
It's just a human. And then something has to happen for it to transform.
Wow, humans are really at the bottom of the food chain in industry.
They really are. Like, it's not a place where you want to be a human, man.
Gosh, why do any humans live there anymore? Oh,
boy. Well, they can't planeswalk.
That's true. What are they going to do?
Know.
What are they going to do? I wonder how big Innistrad is. Is it like the size of a whole planet or is it like,
it doesn't seem like it.
It seems like a city.
I was going to say, it seems like the size of New England as a whole. Like, not, it's not just one city, right? Because there's like, there's multiple cities.
But is it like flat? Like, if would you fall off the plane?
Wow. Do you know what? I think that that has never been answered about planes.
I'm a flat planer.
All planes are flat.
I mean, maybe.
Unless proven otherwise.
Look, the word plane is really influencing me here.
That's true. Like, you're thinking of, like, the mathematical term.
Like a plane.
Of, like, a plane.
But.
Yeah.
But if it's not a plane, this planet, or whatever, has got to be pretty small.
It is tiny. It's, like, the size of the moon.
So then the days and the nights would be so, I mean, I guess a lot depends on your rotation.
Also, like, yeah, like, we don't know.
Someone explain this to me.
It's in a parallel universe, Maria. It doesn't have to abide by our universe's laws because planes are each one is a different universe.
Somebody please explain how space works.
Or time.
In the multiverse. Or time. Is it flat?
Is time flat?
Is this a flat flat planers out there?
Yeah.
Rise up. Anyway.
Time is a flat circle.
That's werewolves.
And space is a flat circle.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Sure. Disturb is coming up next.
Ooh, I actually have a really good book to recommend. Oh, if you're interested in space and time, it's called The Darkness Outside Us. And it was very good. That's all.
Great. Okay. A+ book rec. So this is another one in a long history of magic playing around with returning things from the graveyard.
Yes. Disturb.
Yeah. So this is on a Beloved Beggar, which is one and a white for an 04. End of story. However, it does have Disturb for 4 white-white, which you can cast it from your graveyard. It come back as a 4/4 flying vigilant spirit.
Yes.
And then if it would die, then you have to exile it.
Yeah. This is pretty sweet. Obviously, it's just giving you an upside to these cards, right? Like it
straight
exists,
upside.
It exists as its first side, and then it dies, and then you can cast it for its other side.
Yeah, this is great. Double usage. I don't know if all of the front sides of these will be pretty, low powered. For instance, you know, paying one and a white for an 04 is not the thing you're going to be most excited about in the world. But hey, it's going to get take up some damage until it dies.
Yeah.
And then you cast it for 6 mana. It's a 4/4
exactly.
Flying vigilance.
It's helping you survive to that point where it eventually dies and you cast it for its other side.
I love it.
Really, really
this
cool.
This is an uncommon, by the way.
Yeah. And we've seen, I think, a couple of like variations on this.
On Disturb.
Undisturbed.
Okay.
Let's see.
Find something else that's disturbed. So this reminds me of Eternalize in Amonkhet would be an example where it comes back from the graveyard, slightly improved in some cases.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibes I'm getting here from what's it called? Disturb. Yeah, it's disturbed because Megan said this on the upkeep because you're poking the ghost.
Yeah.
Which is also one of my favorite, mid-2000s alternative rock bands, Poking the Ghost.
Oh, here we go. Here's a bait hook angler, I think is what I was thinking of. One in a blue for a 2/1. Disturb, one in a blue, comes back as Hook Haunt Drifter, flying 1/2.
Okay.
Okay. That isn't exactly what I...
Were you thinking of something else?
I don't know what I was thinking of. Hmm. Anyways... It's sick.
There's
that's
another
all.
Disturb.
Disturb is cool.
So let's look at Disturb. Yeah. Classic value terrain, similar to other magic mechanics of the past.
Yeah.
This next one also reminds me of a magic mechanic of the recent past, Coven.
Yes. So this gives you a benefit if you control 3 or more creatures with different powers.
Yep.
An example, Candlelit Cavalry, 4 and a green for a 5/5 at the beginning of combat on your turn. If you control 3 or more creatures with different powers, it gains trample until end of turn.
Great.
So pretty cool. It's like, hey, you want a bunch of people in your coven.
Yeah, you can't have a single coven. That's just you.
That's just you. That's just a witch.
Correct. So this, I think the big question for me is it reminds me a lot of Party.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you want a different creature types or whatever.
Yeah.
Coven.
Legit.
And
you know what? Party? So, like, if you were drafting for it, you could do it pretty solidly, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how hard it was. It was a little difficult, but...
Yeah. I think that this will be easier.
Yes.
That is my bold prediction.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to say, give me a high five for getting that werewolf mechanic right.
Yeah!
Emmy, please.
Moon counters.
Yeah.
Was your thought. Moon counters.
So close.
Faces of the moon.
I'm going to take it as a victory.
Pretty
here.
Close.
It's the closest I've got to being right about something other than bestow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm curious to see how Coven will be supported, what ways will be make the world easier to be able to achieve Coven, because Party was, I think it'll be a little easier than Party. Yeah. That's a good call.
Another example of Coven is Ritual Guardian, 2 and a white for a 3/2. Coven, at the beginning of combat on your turn, if you control 3 or more creatures with different powers, Ritual Guardian gains a lifelink until end of turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I have Coven. Otherwise, I'm like, well, that card's fine. It's fine. So what's happening here in Innistrad, by the way, is like all the humans are gathering for their Harvesttide festival and having a celebration. And they said they wanted to show the humans having a good time in Innistrad because they're just very rarely ever having a good time.
Yeah. It's true.
And so, yeah.
Usually stuff is pretty rough for them.
But I've got to say, I don't think it's going to end well for the humans having this party. Something just tells me that it might be bad.
Yeah. But maybe not. We also should talk about this new friend.
Oof, great.
Liesa, Forgotten Archangel. This is 4/5 for 2 white-white-black legendary creature angel flying lifelink.
Love it.
Whenever another non-token creature you control dies, return that card to its owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step. If a creature an opponent controls would die, exile it instead.
Love this card.
I'm really interested to see what the story is about Liesa.
Yes.
Because we thought maybe she died or something. Like Avacyn had, you know, bye-bye'd her.
Murdered, is that the word you're looking
for?
Okay,
sure, yep. You know, she's...
Angel murdered?
Angel murdered. Yes, it's a great card, obviously. 4/5 flying lifelink, hello.
Yeah, this...
For 5.
It's really good.
In limited, this is just going to be like, lights
you
out.
Lose. I love this card. I love big flying lifelink angels, for sure. And also the alternate horror movie theme card of this is... Gorgeous.
Really, really gorgeous. Very, very cool.
Really, really cool. Black and white art with a black and, a purple and white frame around the edge of it, which really helps it stand out.
It's awesome.
What's the other version of the set we've seen where she's wearing like a flower crown and it looks like you're getting major Midsummer vibes from it?
Oh, what? That's another card, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a different card.
Okay.
That has that alternate art treatment, and it's just the greatest thing that I've ever seen, basically.
Look for Maria's Midsummer card.
My Midsummer card. I mean, Midsummer was an inspiration for this set, legitimately. And it's cool to see it kind of reflected here in the cards. If you've never seen it, recommend. Yeah, Sigarda.
Champion of Light.
Yeah.
This is the angel that last time around had not gone nuts.
All right. Still around.
Back in Eldrazi times, Sigarda was like, don't worry, I'm still chill.
Okay.
Sigarda, Champion of Light, 1 green, white, white, legendary creature angel, 4/4, flying trample. Humans you control get +1/+1, and she has Coven.
That's nice.
When she attacks, if you have Coven, look at the top 5 cards of your library. You may reveal a human creature card from among them and put it into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order.
She helping the humans.
Yeah, exactly. She's helpful. She nice.
That art, everybody. Yeah. Ooh, that
so,
art.
Yeah. The alternate black and white art on this is just...
If I could be wearing a flower crown at all times, I would be. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Maria, no one's stopping you. I guess is my point.
Technically, that's correct. Yeah. So let's talk about our preview card.
Yeah.
So Good Luck High Five has a preview card.
Ghosty Boy.
It's a happy little ghosty boy.
Yes. His name is Ghosty Boy.
The nickname for this card is Ghosty Boy.
Spectral Adversary. 1 and a blue for a 2/1 creature spirit flash flying. When it ETBs, you may pay 1 and a blue any number of times. When you pay this cost 1 or more times, put that many +1/+1 counters on Spectral Adversary, then up to that many other target artifacts, creatures, and or enchantments phase out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's nice later on if you have a bunch of mana and nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I love cards that scale like this.
Yeah.
And having a flash flying 2/1 for 2 mana is just great.
And it's a nice like combat thing. Like if your opponent was like, I'll be able to get in for lethal this turn, you can just be like, all your stuff phases out.
Phase it all out. And I made this observation on the upkeep. I think this is the pet you get with the bundle purchase on Arena.
I think so.
I mean, I'm not sure, but it does look like it.
It does look like it. It's got its like hood and its
little lantern.
Little lantern.
And I love that pet.
Yeah.
That's right. I have it activated
it's very
currently.
Weird.
I love it.
I mean, I like the little dragon, so I still got that. But
you still got the dragon, buddy?
Yeah. Ghosty boy.
The ghosty boy.
This ghosty boy is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like this card a lot. The extended art is also beautiful.
Spirits can bite me, but.
When was the last time you had to play against spirits, Megan?
I thought you were going to ask when was the last time I was bitten by a spirit.
Yeah, when was the last time you were bitten by a spirit?
Gosh, never, I hope.
Oh, wow, that would be very creepy.
That would be very creepy.
You have some kind of spectral
Actually, it's
wound.
Been a very long time, to be fair.
I mean, yeah, because I was just thinking, I'm like, this hatred of spirits runs deep.
I know, it's run deep.
But I mean, like, when was the last time we even thought about modern? Jeez. Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been. I think it also exists in Pioneer.
Pioneer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So phasing out brings us to.
Yeah.
We know that Teferi is going to be here.
Yeah, we've seen
some
art.
We haven't seen his card, but we've seen some art.
And the cool alternate art Teferi has the moon phases around him, which I think is so cool.
So, you know. Everyone's favorite.
I mean, when you're messing with time, which
of
we
course,
are.
Yeah.
Because Emrakul's up in that moon doing something weird up there.
Yeah.
Messing with day and night.
Yep.
Teferi's like, I sense a disturbance in the time.
In the time. I must. Away to Innistrad.
Let's slow this down. And that's when he gets to Innistrad. And I know a lot of people are like, Teferi, no!
But that's just because 3 mana Teferi was.
That's just because we hate all Teferis that have ever been printed.
What? We love 5 mana Teferi. We love him.
I'm on the weird side that hates 5 mana Teferi more than 3 mana Teferi.
That's just because he's around now. if 3 mana was still around, you would just hate him.
I mean, I played 3 mana Teferi in like some like aggressive decks with that head.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So that's because I'm very biased, is the true answer here. You know, we can all hope that Teferi won't be supremely busted, which, you know, I feel like they hopefully have learned their lesson about people are really touchy about Teferi. So,
yeah. We also know Arlen is here, of course.
Arlen.
Arlen, the Pax Hope. And I'm looking at the beautiful alternate art for it.
Yes.
It's just so cool.
What is this alternate art called?
Which one
The Eclipse Frame?
The Equinox.
Equinox.
Yes.
Equinox Frame. Yeah.
It's just gorgeous. So Arlen, obviously being a werewolf, is daybound and nightbound. So her daybound side, 2 red-green, +1. Until your next turn, you may cast creature spells as though they had flash, and each creature you control enters the battlefield with an additional +1/+1 counter on it.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
-3, create 2/2/2 green wolf creature tokens.
Very strong.
You can do that right away, too.
You can just minus her and have
She's still around, and you just made 2 wolves.
You just made 2 wolves, so she's like not going to die. Chances are not going to die, even though she's at 1.
Arlen, the moon's fury is the other side. Nightbound, the nightbound side. +2, add red green. 0, until end of turn, Arlen, the moon's fury becomes a 5/5 werewolf creature with trample, indestructible, and haste.
I love it. She literally is her nightbound side.
Yes.
Her werewolf version.
She is a werewolf.
Wow.
Pretty great.
This is like really cool for me to think about. So in the past, like we've had to do certain things in order for our werewolves to transform or whatever. The same things that are kind of true now. But like, man, you're going to have to make some decisions about whether you or not you want to do anything.
Yeah.
Or save your spells so that you can trigger back to daybound or whatever. I mean.
Or trigger to nightbound. Yeah, like you want to wait and not cast anything so that you swap to nightbound.
Yes, that's right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, making your opponent cast something that maybe they didn't want to cast so that it stays daybound.
Oh, weird.
Spooky.
It's going to be a weird draft format. Oh. Like, that's going to lead to some very strange decisions that you have to end up making.
Yeah. I'm super excited. Oh,
go down to Defenestrate.
Oh, here, yeah. Here.
Two and a just black. Great. Destroy target creature without flying.
It's an instant.
Instant.
You're chucking them out a window. It's, you know.
Yay. I nicknamed this card Yeet. Yeet your guy. That's what we're going to say.
Yep.
All right. So everybody get on board with that right now. Okay.
Speaking of day and night bound, yeah. There is a way to make it day or night as you wish.
What?
It's the Celestis.
The power!
The power of day and night! The Celestis, which is 3 mana for a legendary artifact. If it's neither day nor night, it becomes day as the Celestis enters the battlefield.
Mm.
Tap, add 1 mana of any color. 3 tap, if it's night, it becomes day. Otherwise, it becomes night. Activate only as a sorcery. Whenever day becomes night or night becomes day, you gain 1 life. You may draw a card. If you do, discard a card.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Wow. You can control night and day.
This card's neat.
It is very neat. I also really like the art. I don't know what it's of. It's of
the Celestis.
It's of the Celestis, but it's like some giant, you know.
Alien machine. Yeah,
giant machine.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to play this card if you're playing in Limited?
Ooh, great question. I mean, yes. There's no downside except taking up a card spot. And I think that being able, like the drawing, like the looting effect when it swaps from night to day is good enough and limited, you know?
It's night becomes, so you just control it.
Like you just control it. And also, like when it swaps, you get to do the draw and discard if you want,
yeah.
Which is just so, like, right? Limited. If you're the person, if it's late in the game and you're the person who's able to draw more cards,
very excited to play with this card.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's just quite good.
Wow. Yeah. And
wild.
Hello. It's going to be on Arena, everybody, starting on the 16th of September, which is next week.
How?
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
This weekend on Sunday the 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, it's going to be Loading Ready Runs pre-release.
How? You know?
Do you feel magic, like newness and previews and blah, 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 fatigue? This is a question that's been going around the internet a little bit recently.
No, it's my favorite season.
No, that's my answer.
Yeah, right? Like,
I truly don't.
I don't. How do you get tired of new things to look at?
I don't know. I feel like we're content creators, so it's a little bit different.
That's very true. It's so nice to have something concrete to talk about.
Like all the time. It's great. So, yeah. So I guess that's the only perspective I can speak from because I'm just like not in the other one. But I'm not getting burnt out. I think this is really cool. Like it is wild that it's coming up so soon. But like, great. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Party on, man.
I don't feel like, oh, I didn't have enough time with the D&D set. I don't feel that.
No. It's coming up at the perfect interval where I've just tired of Adventures in the Forgotten Realms draft.
Great. So this
I'm done with it.
Cadence next is ideal. One.
Yeah.
Whoop. And now here we are in Estrada Midnight Hunt.
I do bet you that it will feel too short between this and Crimson Vow.
When does Crimson Vow come out again? I know we ask this time every single time. Megan's looking it up. But yeah, because normally the time that I feel the most deprived of magic content is at the start of the new year, in January, February, which I think is the longest time generally between releases.
Yeah. It comes out on November 19th, so 2 months.
Okay, so we have two months with Midnight Hunt. That seems short.
That does seem short.
So it's gonna previews for Crimson Vow are gonna start like when we haven't been playing.
Yeah, like
for a long time.
Yeah, like a month into playing this set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see, right? Cross that bridge when we come to it.
Burn that bridge when we come to it.
I almost said cross that boat when we come to it, which works if it's like one of those boats that ferries you across the river.
Yeah. Just cross that boat when you come to it.
Cross that boat when you come to it.
Super stoked for Vow as well. But let's stay here with Innistrad Midnight Hunt for a hot second.
Yeah.
And also remember that Wonder of Wonder, Miracle of Miracles, this is triggering rotation, everybody.
I'm so happy.
Yay.
I I cannot tell you how happy I am to say goodbye to Bone Crusher Giant.
Oh, Bone Crusher Giant, get your bony foot out of here.
Out of here.
Your feet stink and your face is bad.
Get out. Out. And don't look back.
And you know what? I do want the door to hit you on the way out.
I do. I really do. I want you to feel wildly unwelcome in my home.
I want you to feel the pain of 1,000 stomps that you inflicted.
Yes.
Okay?
I wish upon your head the pain of 1,000 stomps.
I'm just so excited for rotation. It's like, same. Honestly, I think people might be more excited for rotation than the set.
which is wild because, like, this past weekend, right, was actually really cool. The MPL and Rivals gauntlets happened. They were standard. And, like, Jeskai Mutate almost swept.
Yeah.
In the MPL.
But here's the thing. The Rivals gauntlet top eight, of the top eight, there were six archetypes represented.
Wild. Like, that's very good. But also, I'm so tired of Bone Crusher Giant.
But also, get out of here.
But also, get out of here.
So these things can still be true at the same time.
Yes.
But like,
yes, they can.
Isn't that wild? The final, like, Elder standard format we were playing.
Yeah.
Looked completely different to the standard format we had played, what was it, like 2 weeks prior, 3 weeks prior, whatever. Ooh. So like,
who even knows what it's about to look like?
I mean,
it's gonna,
no idea.
We're gonna turn over the basket, shake it out.
I'm so excited.
Put something completely new in there.
Oh boy, it's gonna be so different.
It's gonna be great. I'm
hopefully
very excited.
Nothing will be broken.
Maria, are you excited for vamps?
Megan, I've never been so excited for anything in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
There's some vampires on this set too, so
yeah.
They're just getting our pump primed.
That's what I'm saying, is that like already, right? You don't have to wait for Crimson Vow to have the vamps.
They're giving me a vamp sprinkle
here, like, before the full vamping. Very good.
Vampire Socialite. We previewed this during the MPL Gauntlet. Red and a black for a 2/2 with menace. When Vampire Socialite enters the battlefield, if opponent lost life this turn, put a +1/+1 counter on each other vampire you control. As long as an opponent has lost life this turn, each other vampire you control enters the battlefield with additional +1/+1 counter on it.
Great.
Great.
Very good.
I love it. Vampire themes, losing life, putting on counters. And it's red-black, which I think is also interesting, which, of course, Olivia Classic was red-black.
Yeah.
But the last standard deck we had with vampires was mono-black.
Yeah.
So
black-white.
Or black-white, yes. So this is kind of pushing it more in its, I guess, traditional direction.
Because back in Ixalan, vampires were black-white.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Interesting.
So, you know, we're having a little bit of a different flavor of vampire, if you will. So
they're like, these are high society vamps.
High society vamps.
High society vamps.
I mean, I said I want to cosplay this set. How about next set? Well, that's going to have some work. That would I actually have to do work because I don't just have that stuff lying around like I do for the Minahat stuff.
Yeah.
But this vampire socialite, look at her crown.
Oh, so great.
She's got a double crown and then shoulder pads with spikes.
I mean, who doesn't want that outfit?
I mean,
who
you know,
doesn't want that outfit?
If a vampire is just standing around and then, like, they just turn and hit a human in the throat with their shoulder pad and they're like, ooh, oops, dinner.
Great.
So next week, that means the 16th is the Pre-Lizard Arena, which means next week is Judge Rob.
Wow.
So if you're confused by any of these cards and these new mechanics, I know I've said a few things so far this episode that it's like, I should ask Judge Rob about that. Come on back next week so he can explain everything to us.
Yeah.
Before we head into our pre-releases.
Woo.
Wow.
Woo.
Hey, everybody, it's come time to say thank you to one of our sponsors, Ultra Pro.
Yes, Ultra Pro, always there with the new art.
Always.
They've gotcha. If you're like, these Transform cards are so sick.
I love Daybound. I love Nightbound, but how do I choose?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Because they have double-sided playmats now.
Yay!
The one that they tweeted out last week, or just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Last week.
Both of those are true
because
it was Saturday. So
today
that was last week
Monday.
And a couple days ago. So do you know what? I'm not wrong. is the alternate art, the Equinox art for Arlen Cord.
Oh, gorgeous.
And it is amazing. And it's double-sided.
Double-sided.
So it has her Daybound on one side, her Nightbound on the other side. Incredible. Like,
love it.
Of course, Ultra Pros. gonna have your back.
And you know what's so funny is you're playing a game. You have to take all of your permanents off of the table and flip your playmat around and put it back on.
As soon as it becomes night, you're like, hold on just a second.
Your game takes about 35 minutes longer than it normally would.
But they've been just previewing all of the different new playmats that they have.
Yeah.
Is just... It's great.
You'll love to see it.
Celebrate this art.
Celebrate this art.
Incredible.
If you want to buy anything from here, check our show notes and use that link. That's our affiliate link for Good Luck High Five. So use that one, please.
Yes. I don't know what to tell you. Go get these Transform Equinox art playmats.
So cool.
They're so good.
Hey, everybody. That's this episode.
That's right. Wow.
What a journey.
Fall is arriving. Midnight Hunt is on its way.
Leaves.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for, crispy, cool fall days and sipping cider and transforming my werewolves.
I know, me too. I'm so excited. Yeah. I just love fall so much. These next 2 months, September, October, my favorite months of the year. So I just get really excited for them to be existing. I'm building myself a leaf crown right now. For the listeners of the podcast, you can't see this. But
you should let us know in the comments which cards you're most excited to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
As standard rotates away.
Ours
is obviously Bone Crusher Giant.
Yeah.
But we would love to know if there's someone you hate more than Bone Crusher Giant.
And why?
Or if it's just Bone Crusher, just throw some Bone Crusher hate down in the comments.
We want to see your seething hate of Bone Crusher, yes, please.
Please.
And remember to check out Card Kingdom, Ultra Pro, and become a supporter over on patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Tons of great benefits. Welcome into our Discord, but also our tournament coming up in 2 weekends on the 18th. Get ready for that tourney because it's going to be a good time.
Thank you again to Albin.
Yeah,
for becoming
Albin,
a patron past week.
If you want to shout out, become a patron, we'll give you one next episode with Judge Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And of course, remember to donate to Planned Parenthood in Texas. Screenshot your donation of $50
or more.
Email it to glhfmagic@gmail.com, and we will send you a free gift package of cool magic swag from our partners, Ultra Pro and Card Kingdom, just for doing your donation. Remember to include your name and mailing address in the email, and we'll ship that off to you as a way to say thank you.
Yeah.
So, wow. So many good action items for you here. Woo! At the end of the show.
Yeah. All right. Everyone, make your to-do list, and then we'll circle back next week.
Time to become knight.